Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can I just say this real quick? And we'd like to open up the lines because I can feel it. It's been bubbling below the surface all year long. And it hit a fever pitch over the weekend. And not just fans, even media, former players. Everybody is sitting there scratching their damn head about Steve Kerr and his rotations. Can we offer up our platform this afternoon for you to voice your Steve Kerr frustrations? What is it that you would like Steve to do that he's not doing? What is it that he's done that you think he's done wrong? 888-957-9570.
Where do I begin?
Now, before you call, or as you call, and Dibs, as you gather your thoughts on that, let me tell you what my thought is. No matter what you say, you're being unfair. And it doesn't mean, let me get this out right away, Steve's not perfect. He's been on this show weekly admitting his mistakes. I can point them out too. I guess my point is, if your house is on fire, and also, at the same time, out front, your car has a flat tire, which one are you going to address? You're not going to the tire store. Your house is on fire. Steve Kerr's rotational decisions are the tire in this analogy. Please stop acting like that's the issue. The answer is not in the building. Stop thinking that if Moses Moody had gotten a few more and Dario Saric, and why did they wait so long? I've been telling them about TJD since December. I knew it. You knew what? So instead of being 36 and 34, they'd be what, 38 and 32? If you, Bob, Cindy, David, if you were the coach, this is not a Steve Kerr rotation problem. Poor guy's been out there hucking stuff up against the wall to see what will stick all year long. And 70 games in, he's got to sit people down at a hotel and explain to them why they're not hustling? I don't get it. I'm sorry, I don't get it. Steve Kerr has had a rough year at times, no doubt. But to say that his rotations or his decisions are the problem, to me, means you think that the answers are there on that bench. If he would just do it this way, the Warriors would be the 4 seed right now. I don't see it. I don't see it even a little bit.
I think it's an age issue, and it's also a talent issue, to your point. And, you know, Goo made a good point about Draymond Green, 25 games out. If he plays some or all of those, are you a better team? Yeah, sure you are. Andrew missed 5 games, and he's been very Andrew most of the year. I also think, you look at Steph Curry, and he has played a ton of minutes, and the minutes he plays are high-energy minutes, and he's 36. So the idea of him slowing down is a natural progression in anyone's career. Brandon Podziemski, a rookie who you've played a lot more than you probably thought you were going to, he's hit the rookie wall, and all of a sudden he's not the same productive offensive player that he was. And Moses Moody in the lineup, out of the lineup, all that and more, and Kevon Looney, he can't get off the bench. Šarić, you brought in to be a 16-minute-a-night guy, and now he doesn't play anymore. So I don't know if you would rotate the deck chairs, so to speak, on the Titanic if you would be getting a different result. If all of a sudden you put Moses, Kevon, and Dario back in the rotation. Well, who are you taking out? You only have room for 9 guys, maybe 10 at times. So I'm less inclined to blame Steve Kerr. And we all want to look at the micro decision from last night where Steph went back in 2 minutes later than everybody wanted. And some people want him to play 36 minutes like the old days. Well, we're late in the year and he's 36 years old. And they obviously think that playing him 30 minutes, 32 minutes is how you get the best out of Steph. And so you have to lean on other people.
Well, listen, I'm completely open-minded, and we will whenever Steve comes on this week. When's Steve coming on this week?
I would imagine Thursday, right?
Thursday's their only non-game.
Correct,
week, right?
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. So we'll ask him about the Steph Curry minutes thing. I'm scratching my head, too. I'm just like I'm scratching my head, too, especially when Steph comes out after the game and he's like, hey, were you surprised? By the way, I was less interested in him going, yeah, a little bit, and I was more interested in that pause. Woo, that was a hefty, long pause. Hey, Steph, were you surprised at the minutes there in the fourth?
Hello? Steph, did we lose you?
I was like, oh, what is going on in that mind? So, yeah, there's something there. Sure, there's something there. Who knows why? And Steve was defensive after the game, too. If you think that's what lost us the game, that's not what lost us the game. Okay, we'll ask him that question. There are things that happen inside the Warrior games and minutes and combinations and rotations that I have questions about all the time. I guess I just have a question that I feel like when I'm watching the game is bigger, which is how come none of this is working? Doesn't matter what rotation you put in.
Right.
You'll get a quarter, you'll get a half, sometimes you'll get a night. Memphis came in the last week. And from about halfway on through the second quarter to the end of the game, I was like,
they're humming.
Now that's some basketball. Milwaukee.
The Laker game, too. Absolutely. They played great against the Lakers.
Right. So you're going to get that. There's still so much talent on the floor that you're going to get nights where it's like, wow, okay, that's the Warriors. But it's like, no, this other stuff is the Warriors, too. Their inconsistency is their only consistency. And so I just look at this and go, you can be totally right about Steve Kerr messed this, that, or the other up, but isn't there something bigger going on, which is that everything he has tried, none of it has consistently worked. None of it, all year long.
Right, and it's because the players haven't consistently worked all year long. And you could look at Steph on Friday night. Steph wasn't very good. They were lackluster, and you lost to a team that's really pretty good at home again. So now you're a game below 500 at home, and you head out to Minnesota, and it's a pretty important game, and you play better, and then you still come up a little bit short at the end of it. And think about if Klay Thompson knocks down that three with 8 seconds left, which would have, you know, maybe changed the game in your favor. Nobody's saying a word about Steph Curry playing 30 minutes.
Right.
Klay knocks down the three. You tie the game, you go down, you get a stop, maybe you win in overtime, whatever it is, all of a sudden this is not a topic. But because you can't close out games, we look at the Stephless minutes where, I'm sorry, you're going to have to play without Steph sometimes, and you're going to have to be able to sustain the basketball game for 8 minutes without Steph Curry.
Man, I don't know what the answers are. I just know they don't look like they're here. And that's the scary part. That's the scary part. Looking in, you know, I don't even know what they're able to do next year as opposed to what they want to do. They can assess the kind of player they want, the specific player that they want. Can they do it? Like, think of all the things they've got to work through. They've got to work through the finances.
Yep.
They've got to work through the emotions.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They've got to work through
the fit.
Steph's career. Right? Timeline, the fit.
The future.
You got to work through all of it. It doesn't feel like it's going to be a quick fix. But all I can tell you is that when I watch the Warriors now for exactly 70 games this year, at no point did they have that rotation, that lineup, that look, that confidence. It's not here. So we can all be right. That's the beautiful thing about today. You can all be right. You can be right. Steve was wrong for Moody. He was wrong for Kuminga. He was wrong for TJD. Wrong for Steph last night. You could be right. I have no idea. But it feels to me like this man has been over there trying different things all year long, and they have yet to find the answer. And I while I've been like pitching the idea of like, let's stay in the moment, don't go large.
Yeah.
Let's play the last 12 games. We're still very much in an anything can happen spot. But at the same time, come on. He's tried everything, hasn't he?
Hard to believe that we're in schedule or scoreboard watching mode, and the only team you're watching is Houston.
The Houston Rockets.
Right.
Who'd have even thought of that?
Yeah. And these two teams still play each other coming up in April.
Eight in a row?
Yeah.
How the hell that happen?
It's a young team getting better as opposed to an old team looking tired.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.